The Sue's Everett Varka, a 12-year-old Gr. 7 student in Cora Collegiate's Gr. 7-12 program, will soon be cutting his long hair for two good causes. For Varka, the haircut is a big emotional move. I started growing my hair long 6 years ago. I made a deal with my dad that if I didn't cut my hair, he wouldn't cut off his beard. After that, he died and I haven't cut it since, Varka told Sue today. His father Jimmy Varka died in 2018. Though Varka did not pass away at Arch, Everett and mother Shauna Mornix received grief counseling through the hospice. It was pretty useful. It helped me get into a better mental state, Varka said of the support he received at Arch. The two remain grateful for that help and out of support for her son's decision to exchange his long hair for a buzz cut. Mornix is currently raising funds for the hospice and will continue to do so until January 5th. That's the day when Varka will be having his hair cut by local hairstylist Brittany Kennedy of Beauty by BK. Mornix set an original fundraising goal of $500 before raising it to $1,500. $1,640 had been raised as of Thursday, December 28. Varka said he feels like he's doing something helpful for the community through his haircut and his mother's fundraising efforts. We would like the money to go to the grief counseling service at Arch. We support that. We were able to get help from them. It's important for me, after what they gave us in our group grief counseling and in our individualized counseling, that we give back to them for the support that they gave us, Mornix said. Varka said he decided to get a buzz cut and raise money for Arch a few weeks ago. I've been wanting to do this for a while and after my brother got a buzz cut I finally got the courage to do it, Varka said, adding his schoolmates at Cora support him in his desire to change to a new look. After receiving his haircut January 5th, Varka will also be donating his locks to Wigs for Kids Canada. Wigs for Kids Canada makes wigs for people 18 years of age or younger who are experiencing hair loss as a result of chemotherapy, radiation therapy, alopecia, burns and other medical reasons. My hair would have just gone to waste if I didn't donate it, so I want to help people with cancer, Varka said. I'm pretty proud of him. I think it's pretty great and I'm excited to see the change in his appearance and see what he looks like under all this hair, Mornix said with a chuckle. Everett is a giving person, she said. Mornix will be accepting funds for Arch by electronic fund transfers through her email address and is also willing to collect donated funds in person until January 5th.